Good morning. Welcome to the conference call of Orizon, referring to the results of the second quarter 2021. We have here with us today Milton Pilon, CEO, Leonardo Santos, CFO and Investor Relations Officer, and Aldo Canellas, COO. We would like to inform you that the presentation is being recorded, and all participants are on listen-only mode during the company's presentation. Next, we are going to start our Q&A session. Audio and slides of this conference call are available on the internet at ri.orizonvr.com.br. Before proceeding, I would like to state that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of the company's management and on information currently available. They involve risks and uncertainties because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors and analysts should understand that general economic conditions, industry factors, and other operating issues may also cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. I would like now to hand it over to Milton Pilon, who's going to start with the presentation. Pilon, you can start now.
Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here to share the results of the second quarter 2021 of Orizon Valorização de Resíduos, especially because we can report to you an excellent quarter with an EBITDA 23% over the second quarter 2020, adjusted with carbon effect, and 50% better when we compare with the first quarter this year. The volume has been recovering as expected, an increase in price of energy, improvement in cost, and an improvement in the UTM that's going to improve an organic growth. In addition to that, we are going to share with you our first report of sustainability, which is going to reinforce once again the ESG DNA of the company. Let us now go into the presentation. Some highlights of the second quarter 2021. We've listed here three pillars of highlights. First, operational, and under them, we can report an increase of 2.2% in the volume of waste received at the eco parts of the company in the second quarter 2021. 5.6% increase in volume of biogas captured in the company's eco park during the second quarter 2021. There has also been a 19.5% increase in volume of energy generated and sold in the second quarter 2021 at Candeias and João Pessoa eco parks, as initially predicted. 33% of installed power generation capacity in Candeias and João Pessoa eco parks, and also the beginning of the commercial operations of these plants, and that's going to happen as of August 2021, bringing a lot to our energy from eco parks and our generation capacity. Also, 6.7% increase in volume carbon credits generated by the company in the second quarter 2021. They still were not accounted for in our results because as part of our strategy and considering the increasing trend that we've been observing of carbon credit prices, we've maintained it as inventory. We have added more carbon credits this year than last year. In addition, we have started the construction of the mechanized screening unit in Jaboatão dos Guararapes as predicted. We acquired, hired, and now we are starting the construction of the plant. From the financial perspective, net revenue reached 92.7 million BRL in the first quarter, which is 5.8% increase compared to the first quarter 2021, and 1.7% of increase compared to the net revenue in the second quarter 2020 ex carbon credit. In addition, adjusted EBITDA was 37.6 million BRL with a margin of 40.5%, an increase of 50.2% over the first quarter 2021, and a 23.8% increase over the EBITDA of the same quarter last year, ex carbon credit, as carbon credits were maintained in our inventory to be sold in the second half of 2021. In addition, in our ESG agenda, we are going to release the first sustainability report of the company, as already announced, and the company has also become a part of the Global Pact, Compact. Now, I would like to hand it over to Leonardo, our CFO, who are going to share with you operating and financial performance data of the company. Good morning, everyone. Now, going to the second part of the presentation, slide 6. We have here in details all the highlights that had already emphasized by Pilão concerning operational aspects and reinforcing the growth of 2.2% increase in volume of waste. There was a decrease in the first quarter over last year, so we've noticing some pickup, which indicates growth in volume of waste for 2021 over 2020. Concerning biogas and energy, there was also a positive variation, 5.6% growth in biogas as a result of improvement in the efficiency of biogas capture. And also in terms of energy generation, there was an increase in number of engines in operation in our plants in João Pessoa and also in Pernambuco, amounting to 20% growth in terms of energy generation. And the carbon credit has been following the volume of biogas. There was also an increase of 6.7% in the second quarter 21 over the same period last year. Concerning our net revenue, there's been an increase over the first quarter 21, 6% increase, and 1.7% precisely over the second quarter 20 ex carbon credit. Carbon credits will be traded at the timely moment, considering the trend of price appreciations in the world market. It will probably boost future results of the company. Slide 8, let's talk about the operating results, our EBITDA, comparing in over the first quarter 21 and the second quarter 20. As we've already mentioned, there was a 23.7% growth over the same period last year, ex carbon credit, and a 50% increase over the first quarter 21, a strong margin of 40% in the second quarter, which could have been even higher or greater if we had sold our carbon credits. Then the EBITDA would probably have 10 more million for the first quarter 21, which really shows a real growth over last year. Slide 9, we can see net income breakdown. Orizon Valorização de Resíduos had a positive net income in the second quarter 21. And here we have the breakdown, including depreciation, amortization, non-cash event, financial results, tax, and net income of 6.4 million BRL for the second quarter 21. Finally, in this chapter, slide 10, we see indebtedness close to zero in June 21. We have anticipated paid part of our debt, as we had already indicated. We also see the debt profile in the midterm, and we've been working towards improving that for upcoming years. We want to improve cost of capital as well as location of debt and improvement of the duration of our indebtedness. Pilão? Let me now address initiatives for 2021. Slide 12. Here we have our initiatives of growth. They are broken down into organic and inorganic initiatives. In terms of organic initiatives, the first two items emphasize the strong impact that we have had in the second quarter, even stronger than we expect, with an increase in power capacity of 10 megawatt average as of August 21. That's exactly what I said before. Engines we had been put in place in the last quarter in our eco parts in the northeast, which have been in operation since the end of July, and they are going to impact generation of energy amounting to 10 megawatt average for the second half of year. It will further boost revenue because additional energy will capture the increase in spot market energy price because of the water crisis we are facing in Brazil. And we can see some possible opportunities of emergency auctions, and we are already on board. We can see, and we are selling energy at a higher price than we expected. So it means we are going to have significant impact in our revenues throughout the second half of the year. We also have expected growth in the volume of waste received in our eco parks. In our last call, we had expectations that with the improvement in the pandemic, the levels would resume its previous performance. That's what we've seen in the second quarter, even though during this month, there was part of the social distancing and restrictions of the pandemic, but now we can see all our eco parks receiving an increasing volume of waste. So we expect to end the year of 2021 with an increased volume of waste in all our units. We have also started the construction of the largest MSU plant in Brazil. It will be the largest mechanized screening unit in Latin America, 70 million BRL investment, as we had said in the pre-IPO. The investment was executed within the expected CapEx, within the expected timeline, and the unit will be in operation until the end of the first quarter 22. It starts in the beginning of the first quarter, but then there are 3-month tests running, and results will be accounted for as of the second quarter 22. In addition to the waste-to-energy plant in Barueri, there is an auction of the federal government, which has been scheduled for September. We have already applied as one of the participants, and we expect we are going to have a waste-to-energy contract with a higher price than what we had initially thought. So we probably are going to have good news during the second half of the year. In terms of inorganic growth, there are some strong M&A initiatives ongoing. The one which is all known by all of you, which is a binding proposal for the acquisitions of UPI landfills as part of S3 Ambiental. There are 8 assets there, 7 which are landfills, all with the same focus within which we operate. And in additional regions where we are, you all know we have made our binding proposal and we were considering Stalking Horse, and probably we are going to use all the credits that had been acquired by us and Javi to acquire these assets. And these legal reorganization is already going on. It has been approved by the judge in the court and aligned with what we had initially anticipated in the beginning of the year. We are probably going to conclude this acquisition until the fourth quarter this year. In addition to acquisition of Astri, which is running as planned, we are also evaluating and negotiating at very advanced stage with 10 more M&A opportunities. We consider a number of options, but these 10 are quite advanced in terms of negotiations. They are always opportunities of acquisitions within our scope of operations. Three of these opportunities are in landfill and also garbage and waste bank, generation of biomethane and renewable energy through biogas. They are opportunities in transformation of recyclables that are going from MSU plants and also green plastic resins. And they are opportunities in carbon credit platforms. There is a team dedicated 24/7 to all these M&As. There are a number of advanced negotiations ongoing, and we expect to have them concluded throughout the second half 21. In addition, there are some initiatives in terms of the market. We have evolved in our proactive, transparent, and agile communication plan with the market. We've hired BTG is to help us form the market and really enhance liquidity of the stocks of the company. There was an update of target price by XP of 30 BRL per share as opposed to 29, which was the previous target price. And in terms of debt management, we have made an early settlement of our debt with Credit Suisse amounting to 68 million BRL. Under ESG pillar, we are going to release the first corporate governance report, just showing 60% compliance with our practice. We are public, also becoming public, the first sustainability report focusing on 2020 and the first half 21, just giving the main highlight to an annual publication of financial and non-financial results, really triggering it. It's going to increase a number of SDGs, which are priority to be part of our strategy. We are also creating our materiality matrix, identifying 9 themes that reflect economic, environmental, and social impacts, which are very significant to the company and to our stakeholders. And finally, the company has now joined Global Pact of the UN. Once again, thank you all very much for being with us today to hear about the results of the second quarter 21. And now I'd like to open for questions of all our participants. Thank you. We are now going to start the Q&A session for investors and analysts. The first question comes from Carolina Carneiro of Credit Suisse. Can we expect sales of carbon credit in the third quarter? What is the pricing in the market? Hi, Carol. How are you? Thank you for the question. Very good question, because it really gives us the opportunity to talk about a strategy of not having sold carbon credits in the first quarter. Orizon generated in the first half 770,000 tons of carbon credit, which were not traded. So according to last year prices, that would mean 10 million BRL, which is simply EBITDA. So that would have a direct impact of EBITDA throughout the first half of the year had we sold the carbon credits already generated by us. But why did we decide not to sell them and not to account for the additional 10 million that would have been generated for such trading? Because we have observed a significant improvement in the price of carbon credits in the world market. The price has doubled July 20 over July 21. Negotiated volume of carbon credit in the world market has increased over 60%. China is creating its own carbon credit market. That was done 3 months ago. And as we said in our last conference call, the Glasgow conference in November will certainly bring the impact to the regulated market of carbon credit. So we really think that our strategy is the right one. Let us now tell you why it is the right strategy. Of 770,000 tons of carbon credit generated by Orizon in the first half, they are part of MDL. It's a clean development mechanism of UN, just regulated by UNFCCC and the CDM, clean development mechanism. And these credits, to which there are some expectations that the Glasgow conference will have an impact on. We've been interacting with international players, those trading houses of carbon credit. This MDL credit would be sold at 2 BRL, up $2.9 to $3 per ton of carbon credit. So above the $2.30 that we observed last year. So if we wanted to go to the market and sell them, we would be operating at $2.90 to $3 per ton. However, we want to expect up to November because all the changes in Glasgow conference may really have an impact on the amount of CDM and the value of CDM. So our strategy is to wait until Glasgow, until November this year, because of the impact of the current price of $3, which is higher than the number last year. In addition to that, there is a strategy which is running in parallel in terms of the voluntary market. The voluntary market has regulated credits certified by other standards, VCS and Verified Carbon Standard and Gold Standard. And what are they? They are trading houses that have a carbon credit registration protocols, over which we have already contracted to regulate our carbon credits or register our carbon credits. We want to get to November with our carbon credits as part of CDM and VCS and GS, because as such, we would be able to regulate, to decide if we are going to trade them in the voluntary market or regulated market. In the voluntary market, our credits would be worth $4 per ton. So this is the purpose. We are going to get to November, Glasgow Convention. Let's say it does not significantly impact the current price of $3 and up, we would sell in the voluntary market. All our credits are part of VCS and Gold Standard for about $4, which is the current price. Otherwise, if there is a strong impact on the regulated market, we may sell in the regulated market as CDM, whose expectations are to go over the $4 per ton. This is our strategy. We have a dedicated team to deal with that. We interact with all carbon credit trading houses constantly. So it's a model. It's a strategy that has a strong impact on our revenues, but it's being monitoring and dealt in details so that we can obtain the best results for the company. The next question comes from Maíra Maldonado of XP. About the 28.5% reduction in Barra Mansa because of inappropriate disposal in the region, do you expect this volume to return to Ecopark in upcoming months? Hi, Maíra. This is Leo speaking. Oh, yes, we've seen that during the third quarter because of the close down of this inappropriate disposal area. It's also important to emphasize that the Ecopark in Barra Mansa is the only one where there was a decreasing volume in this quarter, especially because of this inappropriate dump area that was in operation in 21. But once the activities have been discontinued by the authorities, we have a new volumes coming back to us. It's quite interesting to see the regulating authorities really working beautifully. I think that the legislation that passed last year has really brought this benefit to us. There is much better environmental awareness. Whenever there are illegal initiatives of inappropriate waste disposal areas, they are quickly put to an end. This is the case in Barramansa. The initiative was just active for 3 or 4 months, which impacted part of the waste received in Barramansa, but the media brought the news. It was addressed by the legal authorities, and it was closed in June. And the Eco Park in Barramansa right now has already picked up 100% of the volume that had been lost during the second quarter because of the operation of this irregular open dump. The next question by Carolina Carneiro of CS. Could you please go over the next steps if you purchase Estri, so Cadre, and then auction, potential discussion of results? I think Pilon emphasized about the status of this potential acquisition of Estri, together with Jive, where we are the stalking horse of this potential acquisition of OPI Aterros of Estri. 15 days ago, we presented to the antitrust authority CADE a application so that they would analyze the status of competition. It's a public document. Everyone can see that. We just emphasized that there would be no potential conflict in terms of competition. It's difficult, of course, to state that for sure, because we really depend on all the next steps and authorities. This is our expectation, however, that we can successfully conclude the business, but we expected to do so during the second half of the year. Now, talking about these appeals, as part of the sentence published by the judge, and all the appeals that were brought were all refused by the competent authorities, and they were quite emphatic in their refusal of all the appeals brought to their attention. Next one, Alberto Dunki for ABC Bank. What's the CapEx volume that you expect to realize in 2021 in upcoming years, considering Cadeias, Barueri, Estri assets, and a number of other initiatives? We have our business plan, and it's similar to what the IPO had stated since the beginning. It's very much aligned with what we expect. And I believe you can use the figures that the analysts have been using. There are three good group of analysts doing that, and that's still what we expect for upcoming years. Next question, Leonardo Cantin of CTM Investimentos. Could you please update the operations of the new landfill this year? We are following the same schedule that we have stated of the beginning of the operation of a new landfill in this year, in the last quarter 21. That's what we plan, and that's what we want to deliver. Well, I believe there are no further questions. Once again, thank you all very much for being with us. Leonardo and myself are always at your disposal if you have any further questions. I would like to thank all of you for have joined us this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Have a good weekend.